are listening to KBOO Community Radio, and this is Winner's Bias, America's first, best, and only board game radio show.
Until proven otherwise.
A show about board games and taking what others want. I'm your host, Nate, and with me is my buddy, James. How are you doing, James?
I am doing good. How are you, Nate?
I'm also doing well. I guess I can't say also well because you said good, so I'm doing also good. You can comment on our show live using the OLARC messaging system on kboo.org. Just click the chat button in the lower right corner of the window. Before we get started, KBOO is in the middle of our end of the year catalog of connections fund drive. We're looking to raise $75,000 by the end of the year. And I'm going to be honest with you, James, coming into this show a little less prepared than I have been for otherwise other ones, I think just because it's you and me, end of the year. But
I think I'm more prepared than you on this one. I actually organized something and actually followed through on it.
You organized something, but I did see you scrambling a bit here at the beginning. Like, I forgot to do that. So don't you lie to our listeners. But I did want to talk a little bit about some connections in light of our catalog of connections that, like, the board gaming hobby has given me. I've been incredibly lucky over my years of board gaming to have people who were willing to come along. And so I used to work at the Hollywood Theater and I had a whole bunch of volunteers there who would just come and play games with me after hours on the stage there. And just, like, you know, varying degrees of interest. Some of them I still play games with. You come and play Blood on the Clock Tower. Yeah. At least once a month.
That's how you dragged me into your friend group.
That's right. And, like, there's all sorts of disparate friend groups that come together that had no reason to know each other beforehand. And now, like, we have some text chains going on with some people from that group. Just, like, random people that are just in our lives now.
Yeah, they're friends now.
They're friends. My friend who got me into the hobby introduced me to some of his board gaming friends. And now I go on board game retreats with them. And just, like, all sorts of interconnectedness. Just yesterday, one of my friends owns J&M Cafe and let me hang a Winner's Bias sign up over there. And just yesterday, someone had been eating at J&M and was like, oh, Winner's Bias at KBOO Radio. Is that near here? And that person just came over and stopped in and asked about, like, volunteering with KBOO. And it's, like, just all these crazy interconnected things going on. So it's just amazing what can happen just being open to experiences, experiences being board games. This only happens if you play board games.
The only one.
Only
you
way.
Won't get this anywhere else.
You will not get this anywhere else. It is true. And I do want to mention, we, had some stickers made for the show.
They look amazing.
I'm over here gesturing with my hands, like, to you,
to me, and that there's no stickers here either.
Yeah, there's no stickers in this room, but I'm just, like,
use your imagination.
All the stickers, yes. We had stickers made. There's three different types because I just couldn't help myself. My wife designed them, and she did a great job. So right now there are stickers at Guardian Games, I believe, Board Bard, Red Castle, and Cloud Cap is where I've dropped them off now. Whether they're still there or whether they said, shit, I get rid of these once I was gone, I don't know. But if you're interested in some awesome stickers, yeah, you can check out any of those stores and pick them up. I'm going to try to drop them off at some other stores at some point as well. So, there's part of the pitch. Now, the details of the pitch. If you would like to donate, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO, KBOO, to 44321. It's not just supporting the show or the shows you regularly listen to, but the KBOO volunteer programmers, and that's all of the programmers, who have something to share. So thanks for your support. And before we get into actual talking of board games, I'm going to restrain myself. You are lucky you're not going to hear 4 minutes and 20 seconds of a totally unrelated to board game songs, but I just want to tell everyone about it. And if James and I run out of things to say, you might hear it anyway.
You're gonna play it, yeah.
But 'tis the season. Ben Kaplan has a version of O Holy Night, which is the best Christmas song, holiday song, whatever, It's a lot of bad versions, but the good ones are the best ones, and this is the best of the best. It is unbelievable. It's Ben Kaplan, O Holy Night. Everyone should listen to it. It's incredible.
And making connections, if you are friends with Nate, he will force you to listen to this song. You cannot be friends unless you've heard it.
I have forced so many people to listen to it, but it's not the same as the time I forced someone to listen to an 11-minute song on an airplane, a total stranger sitting next to me.
Was it the Black Mountain one?
No, it was a Sigur Rós song. But yeah, that was a shining moment in my life.
So, and I would like to say, it is a song. It's a fine song. I'm going to ruin it for you, but it's okay.
It's amazing.
I don't like O Holy Night. This isn't about board games. We should probably stop
yeah.
this.
Yeah, what are you doing,
James? You're forcing this on me.
Derailing us. Yeah. Well, I have a comment for you later, but we'll get to it when we get to it. But, James, I think you mentioned you had something prepared for me.
I did. We mentioned this last time. It was just a me and you episode that I was going to talk to my daughter and get... Because one time she was trying to explain a game to me, and it was the craziest... It was hard to understand. So I was like, you know what? You explain it to me, I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to explain it to Nate, and he has to try and tell me what game it is. So we did that. I talked to her. We came up with two games.
For once, you talked to your daughter.
I did, yeah, for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite good. And she explained two games, the rules of two games, how to play two games. Before I start, though, I would like to say, she did ask, why are we doing this on board games? And I was like, that is what the radio show is about. And she goes, your radio show is about board games? Why did you do it about board games? Like, have you not?
Well, once again, you just talked to your daughter for the first time ever to do this, so...
Oh, she's 8 years old. She doesn't listen to me. I'm surprised. This is why I've got a radio show, so someone has to listen to me.
I do know some friends and family who do listen, but it's astonishing how often people are like, oh, I need to listen to your show. It's okay. People don't have to listen. We just like doing this, but thank you for listening.
Yeah. All right. So the first one. I'm not going to tell you what it's called. That's what you have to tell me. So I'm going to tell you what she told me of how to play the game. Set out cards. This is verbatim. Each player gets 5 cards. Each round, get rid of 1 card and draw 1 card. If you get a king in your hand from drawing, you put it in the discard pile and you get a queen. First person to get 40 points wins.
Is it like not with? Is a standard deck of cards?
No, that's what I. That's one of the questions I asked to make sure. No, this is a special deck of cards. Like it's an actual game.
An actual game with kings and queens as cards.
Yeah,
playing to 40 points.
Yeah, the queen card is the green card. Also,
I don't know if I have any idea about this. You did say I might not know these games.
Yeah, that's also.
Is it 5 kings?
No.
Is that what it's called? I don't even know if that's a game, actually.
No, it's got queen in the title. I also have no explanation why this is the title.
Oh, it's a Sleeping Queen?
Sleeping Queen!
Yeah. I've seen that at the store, but I have never ever played it or seen it.
All right, so you got one.
I got a half a point.
You got half a point. This one, she told me a lot more. And it's like, so once again, this is verbatim. You ready? There's a stack of cards in the middle. Each round, you place a card in the discard pile, draw pile thingy. One person flips down a card. Let's say it's number 5. Everybody plays at the same time. They put the number 5, or whatever the card is, in one train slot. I guess it's a train there. And then they do 6. Then they do 5 X's in circles in front of the train. Whenever all the train slots are filled in with the thingy things, the game is over and you count the points. Whoever had the most points wins.
Well, see, I was lost until thingy things.
Yeah.
And then I was like, obviously, I got this.
I also want to say, I did ask, what kind of game is this? Is this a card game? Is it a board game? She goes, no, this is a whiteboard game. No, she didn't mention whiteboards once in this, but this is a whiteboard game.
A whiteboard, like a whiteboard that you draw on in a race?
I don't know. I guess this is this is what she told me.
James, I don't think I know what this one is.
No, you want to give up?
Yeah, I give up big
time.
This is
Metro X.
Oh, I have heard of that.
You have heard of it? So these aren't games.
It's like a flip and write or something. Okay.
Is that what the train slots are and the X's in circles? I don't know.
Yeah, you're like just marking up this thing. It is a whiteboard game where you're drawing with a marker on it and wiping things off.
Now, to be fair, I could have gotten her to explain this a bit more, but I was like, nope, this is getting it from an 8-year-old. This is what I want it to be.
Honestly, saying the whiteboard game should have clued me in that it was a roll and write or a flip and write type game, which is like Yahtzee is a roll and write where you roll and then you just write down your points, kind of a roll and write, I guess. But anyway, it's a whole genre of games, and honestly, that was a very good description of the game, aside from the thingy thing.
The thingy things, yeah, she said that's right, yeah. Filled in with all the thingy things.
Yeah, well. Lovely.
So that's my daughter, one of my daughters explaining board games.
Yeah, love it. Thank you, James. Yeah. Half a point for Nate, so that's what, 25%?
That's 1 point, yeah. Half and half. No, you get one half, yeah.
Yeah. So we had James Games a couple weeks ago.
We did.
Go ahead.
Like I told you, I have put the pictures on our Instagram. We have an Instagram now.
Yeah. What is our Instagram?
Winner's Bias.
All right. See, there we go.
On Instagram, all right.
Is there an apostrophe?
No. You're not allowed to do apostrophes.
Tyranny.
Yeah, I know.
So we played James Games, and it was the game Concordia. Made you play it. Mm-hmm. Made our news director, Althea, play it. It was a long one. Five people.
Yeah. Your wife and our friend Ken.
And our friend Ken. Friend of the show. Friends of the show. And it was kind of a wood for wood game, classic wood Euro. Wood,
as I call it, I don't think anyone else calls it that. That's my own. Is that? I thought I made it up.
Maybe you did, but I feel like maybe I've just heard you say it enough that that's a thing.
It's a thing. It's in the zeitgeist now.
And it's a game, a little bit about colonialism in ancient Rome, where you're just traveling, setting up trading posts, getting goods, trading those goods for other things or selling them for money to get other things, and then scoring a whole bunch of points based on cards that you have. And James won.
I did. I
played
won.
A great game.
I did. I won by quite a bit as well.
Yeah, you crushed it. You got all the point
cards.
This
was the first time I've played a word for word game as well.
And how was it, James?
I did not like it that much.
So here's the thing, James.
Yes.
You're really hurting our
branding.
I know.
This is one of your...
You're destroying our branding right now.
I just think it wasn't... this is the first time I played a wood for wood game. And I'd never played them because I felt like I just wouldn't like them. Because I kind of assumed what it was like. And I was kind of correct. I didn't like the style of game.
All right, so dive into that, James.
So obviously I did win, so this is not... I didn't lose, so it's not like I lost, and so I'm grumpy about it, so I didn't like it. Yeah. There's no winner's bias still here, or loser's bias.
That's why you're hurting our brand.
Yeah, But, so, I will say the good things about it first. Let's pump up the branding. I liked that you didn't count the points till the end. So, no one knew how many points I got till right to the end, so it added an extra bit of surprise to it, and, like, you didn't know where everyone stood and who you... Because at one point, I assumed I was near the end. I think that might have been one of the reasons why I didn't like it. Through most of the game, I was like, I assumed I wasn't near the winning or anything. I was just kind of chugging along, doing my own thing.
I love... It's definitely happened to me, and it's happened to people I was playing with, where they spend a lot of time grumping in a game. And you weren't grumping.
I wasn't.
But
I was
like
playing along.
People grumping in a game, and then at the end of the game, oh, I won. And you just spent all this negative energy just being like... Oh, this is terrible. I hate everything. It's like,
this game's better now.
It's like, I just made the game worse for everybody.
Now, I'm not saying this game is bad. It just thinks, like I said, it's the wrong type of game for me. I felt like I like to play the... just throwing stuff around in the studio.
Yeah, you know. Well, it's the ASMR.
You were just bored of what I was saying. You just want to... Yeah.
The ASMR part of the show, you know.
So I was... I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. It is my number six board
game
of all time.
It's your number six board game.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, yes, I play board games. I enjoy the groupness of it. And so you be in a group and you can chat while doing it. You maybe have like a little bit of something, some drinks or something, some snacks. It's just a fun way to chat, to add something to like a group in it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like with this game, there wasn't as much group chatting.
That's true.
Because once you've done your turn, the rest of the time, for me, I was planning my next turn. And, like, someone else would take their turn, and then it would ruin my turn, so I had to try and re-plan my turn. And it was a lot of anxiety added on top of a game I didn't know how to play. And it was just like...
But you played so well.
I had to change my what I was doing halfway through.
Yeah, that's like, good playing right there. That's shifting tactics, James. I understand you didn't love the game, and that's fine. It's not for everyone. You're right.
It's a fine game.
It is not a game that's going to have a lot of time for like casual interaction, chatting, and whatnot. There's a lot of thinking about it. Puzzling things out.
It's a slow game. Because the points are added up at the end, which I did enjoy, but that means half of, like, while you're playing the game, there were no peak, there were no like whoa or ah moments. Yeah. You just kind of trudge along and hope for the best.
Yeah. So that all makes sense to me. But like what you're describing is like really good gaming, where you're like, oh, I was going down a path and I didn't really have direction, and then something happened, and then I had to change it, and what you changed to was like exactly what you needed to do. Like, you found the path to victory, which is like not easy to do. I'm terrible at changing tactics in games. I have my strategy and I'm like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do this. Someone screws it up, I'm like, what do I do now? I'm lost. I have no idea. I'm so bad at pivoting. So James, I appreciate you playing it.
It turns out I'm just good at games.
Turns out you're just good at games. I mean, you know, we tied for second in Lords of Vegas.
We did.
You?
No, wait. Oh, no, we
yeah,
did.
Yeah, because Althea
we
won.
Althea won, yeah.
But it was all luck, and that's why won. That's what we determined. And you've played very well on almost every game we've played.
I mean, you're
a natural.
I enjoy playing games with people. I just felt like this kind of stopped my favorite part of playing games.
Well, I've got a few ideas for our next James games.
Is it going to be a deep end one, or...?
Maybe. It could be. All right, we're going to take a quick reset here. So you're listening to KBOO Portland. If you're just tuning in, I'm Nate, here with James, and this is Winner's Bias. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, we're in the midst of our catalog of connections end-of-year drive. We're trying to hit our on-air goal of $75,000 by the end of the year, and we would love your help in doing it. I got some more connections to talk about. Connections about doing this show. We've met so many incredible people through this show.
Yeah.
It's like amazing. Like all these, and so, you know, we start out with some friends, Alex and Ty.
I met them for the first time.
Yeah, that's true. You've met almost, well, Cardner, you know,
yeah,
hilariously
knew Cardner, yeah.
With Cardner. Cardner showed up for the show and I was like, have you two met? And James had literally played several games with Cardner and had a meeting with Cardner. And it was just like, I don't know where my head was that day. Not in the game.
Not in the right place.
But last week, talking with Ben and Sam, talking with Alana, and talking with, we got so many other people on the lineup here coming. Just like all these connections, just being made in the community. It's amazing. I need to follow up with some of them.
Need to keep your connections going.
Need to keep the connections going. But yeah, it's great. So if you would like to donate, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text kboo to 44321. You can even mail us a check at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. All right, James. We're moving on. We kind of destroyed one of your favorite games.
So we're just going to move on from it.
What's that? Oh, you destroyed one? Yeah. If you have more to say, please.
No, carry on. You carry on.
It is very sad that you don't like it, but that's okay. It's my wife's and my, we play it, and she loves it. Yeah, so like just because you don't love it,
that's why you're not married to me.
That's right. You know, if not for this,
yeah.
You know. But we wanted to talk about some favorite things. Let people know a little bit about ourselves. So we have a couple things if we have got time for it. But we were going to talk about some favorite gaming memories from the year. I'm not 100% sure all of mine are from this year.
I mean, this is what, our 10th episode, and we haven't mentioned our favorite games before.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned our favorite games. We've mentioned games that we would recommend to people, but not our favorite games. So, you know, we got a little bit of time, so let's talk about some favorite gaming memories, because we can do favorite games anytime, and we'll just see where we go. Do you want to start off, James? Or do you want me to start off?
You start off, because I prepared nothing, and I'm coming into this.
After all that crowing about how prepared you were.
I prepared one thing, which was more than you prepared this time.
Well, I prepare every year with my list of top 50 games.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, favorite gaming memories actually is a lot harder for me now because I used to have an app that would track all of my games. So I could be like, oh yeah, what was that? I would make notes about fun things that happened.
I love the app.
I lost all the data in the app and it devastated me. It's called BG Stats. It's a great app. But if you're not backing it up somewhere on BoardGameGeek or on the cloud, you might lose everything, and then your heart will be broken, and you can never go back to it, because I lost over 1,000 log plays.
You need to start doing it again.
I can't.
Just for this radio, this show.
It's too heartbreaking.
Just for James Games. And
no. I can't do it.
No, it's too.
I have friends who keep telling me about all the amazing updates that happened to it. It's like, oh, please stop. It's too painful. It doesn't go away. Some of my memories might not be from this year, but I think they are. But I do want to revisit one bad memory, which is now very funny to me. I mentioned it on the show before, but that second play of Great Western Trail New Zealand, where I just had an absolutely miserable time after playing it once and thinking, thinking, this is the game for me. I love this game. And then the second time playing, it's just like, oh no, I might hate all of these Great Western Trail games just because this plays so bad, even though the others don't have the element that made it so bad, which was just playing cards and drawing cards, playing, and it's like, oh, it takes so long. So that's a favorite memory to complain about.
Oh, that's your one to complain. Your favorite memory to complain about.
Yeah.
Put it in the holiday spirit, yeah, just complaining.
Well, that's why I led with it. In retrospect, it's funny, but at the time it was miserable.
Oh, is it my turn?
If you want to go.
I've come up with one.
You've come up with one.
So mine is not a specific one memory. I think one of my favorite gaming memories was when I first got into or first started playing D&D. Because I got dragged, the same way you dragged me into playing, I got dragged into playing D&D by our friend Ken, who his name pops up a lot in this show.
He even was on the show when you were on your interviews.
He helped
in Seattle.
Me interview. You could hear his voice. I enjoyed just learning about D&D. I created a character which was a very basic plain character. That was its whole point. So instead of being deep into the role playing part, I could learn the game mechanics while I was playing this character and still have fun moments in this being this character, and it was just fun. Being in this room with new connections I was making, new friends, and just having a laugh and just enjoying it. And still after 4 or 5 years now, I'm still doing it.
That's really nice.
5 years of memories
That's really nice.
I know, really sweet.
I was going to say, I thought, because you're the one that came up with this idea, I thought it was supposed to be about this year, but that's okay.
It was about this year?
That's what I thought you were saying.
Oh.
But it's totally fine because you said 5 years of memory for the past year.
Oh, yeah. Still,
you can't talk about every memory.
I take it back then. Yeah. Just ignore all the sweet stuff I said.
No, it's very nice, James. For me, one of my favorite board game memories from this year was at this past year's retreat, so last February. I was playing the game Station Fall, which really want to play with you.
Yeah,
I think
like
you'll
that.
Find it interesting. Which is a game where it's like the last 13 minutes of a space station before it explodes or whatever they do in space. And you're trying to either get off the ship or make sure other people can't get off the ship. You have like a secret character that will dictate kind of how you play the game, but you can control all the characters until you reveal your character. Then no one can control you. You can still control all the unrevealed characters. And we were playing on a pool table, standing up around it, which is great. And then there's a time where there's like 5 characters outside of the like medevac pod that needs someone who is injured on it to be able to take off. So it was full up with as many people, but none of those people were injured, so they couldn't leave. So they had to like knock someone out, and then someone would knock someone out, but they'd get dragged off and someone else would get back on, and it was like a Three Stooges bit happening down. It was so evocative and so funny. And then the ship blew up with them all fighting down there, and I loved it.
That was confusing. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
you explained it to me. I wasn't there to play it.
Yeah, that's kind of what the game is. It's just a big confusion factory.
That sounds fun.
It's more about, I always tell people, it's about the story that evolves, not about winning, because the winning is just secondary.
All right. You got time for one more from me?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Since we're doing it for this year, I will force in Lords of Vegas. I really enjoy playing Logs. I don't think we talked about it yet. We must have.
We talked about it, James.
I really enjoyed it. I thought I wasn't going to enjoy it because you forced me to play board games, and I always kind of go into a little bit grump of being like, oh, the rules confuse me, and I get distracted. I had so much fun. There was only me, you, and Althea, who luckily run, playing that game. And I just had a great time playing it and just rolling the dice and pushing the luck. And it was just fun. Yeah.
That's number 11 for me.
Number 11 for you?
Yeah, I love Lords of Vegas.
I thought that was one of your top. I thought that was in your top five.
Well, in 2022, I had it as number 8.
Oh, I got pushed down.
Yeah, it got pushed down by... Station Paul was one that pushed it down. But
well, it's in my top five now.
Yeah, I mean, Lords of Vegas is amazing. It's so much fun. The wheeling and dealing, all the good stuff. The gambling nature of it.
And I'm not even a gambling person, but that was fun.
Yeah, it's great. And we can't not have a favorite memory without mentioning Blood on the Clock Tower, which is my favorite game ever. We won't go into favorite games right now, but it's my favorite game ever. I know it's up there for you.
Yes. Probably one of.
We could probably fill this whole list with Clock Tower stories, but my favorite thing was in Blood on the Clock Tower.
It better be from this year.
It might be. It's a social deduction game where everyone has a different role. There's good people, there's evil people. There's a demon who you want to kill. The demon doesn't want to die. And there's a role called the lunatic, and they think they are the demon, but they're not. So they make all the choices the demon would make, and then the demon can replicate those choices if they want. And we had a game where our friend Travis was the lunatic, and there's another character called the marionette who thinks they're good, but they're actually evil because they're sat next to the demon. And so Travis thought the marionette was on his one side, another minion was on the other side. And they were all conspiring together about being evil, and they finally choose to execute someone who they think is like the last good person, but it actually turned out it was the actual demon. And so they successfully killed the demon and found out that good had won, and they were all disappointed because they thought they were evil, but they were actually good. So they got the win, but there was like... sort of disheartening, like, oh, we won? Oh, and it was hilarious. From my point of view, as the game runner, the storyteller outside of it, it's just so funny seeing them do the exact right thing, but with all of the wrong information.
The manipulator.
Yeah.
I wasn't part of that game either. Why is all your favorite memories from this year not with me in them?
Well, James, I didn't want to tell you this, but you're forcing me.
I ruined the fun. I kind of ruined your favorite game.
You're
ruined...
the fun burglar of the group.
Yeah. And,
we just... I mean, this is actually the end of it. The end of the year, the end of your affiliation with me.
With Winner's Bias. And with Winner's Bias. Me?
Yeah. You got the Instagram started. Yeah. Now it's rolling. It'll take care of itself. No, that's just the one that I thought of. I'm actually not used to you not being there, and it's very weird when you're not.
Oh, I think I've only missed like 3 or 4.
Yeah, slacker.
I know.
But I guess we should, oh my gosh, we should wrap up, and we have the pitch here to do so. Oh my goodness, we're running out of time. Thank you for listening to Winner's Bias. If you would like to comment on the show, have any questions, or suggest discussion topics, you can email us at winnersbias@kbu.org. I'm Nate.
And I'm James. One last time, we're reminding you to please donate to our Catalogue of Connections end of year fund drive. If you enjoyed the program today or other KBU shows throughout the year, please consider showing your support by making a donation and helping us reach our $75,000 goal. Just go to kbu.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. And remember, it's not about the games you play, but how you force your family to play games during the holidays. Have a lovely holiday.